The Pitkin County Commissioners agreed on Monday to spend, I think it's probably $1,000 or a little bit more, for two full-page ads in the local newspapers, to a letter to the family of President Trump, because they are in town. And there's been some letters to the editor both criticizing and praising the board for doing this. The content of the letter is fairly benign. It just says, these are our values, look around. You know, we're trying to protect our environment and keep our snow coming. And there are some people who are just furious that they would spend the time and money doing this. And others are saying, way to go. Any thoughts, Elizabeth?
I am all for freedom of speech. I think it's, you know, hey, if that's what they feel, great. However, I just don't think the expense of public funds was appropriate. These are people who make $75,000 a year as county commissioners, at least.
They should have just passed the hat at the meeting. And
no, but I figured a couple hundred bucks a piece, and they could sign it and say, hey, we all happen to be on this elected board, and we're writing as private citizens. And I just think that the Home Rule Charter says this is a nonpartisan group, and hey, freedom of speech, I've run full-page ads in the papers on behalf of the Red Ant, and I'm all for it. I don't disagree with the message. In fact, I didn't even read it, but I just think it should not have been done with public dollars.
Well, my question would be whether they were legitimately representing the interests of their constituents as expressed over the years. I think that letter, which was fairly anodyne, pretty bland, probably represented very well the feelings of the large majority of the residents of that they represent. And therefore, I think it was not inappropriate for them to spend county money taking a stand on county values.
You know, maybe you could say it was grandstanding to a certain extent, but like Andy says,
they are politicians.
They are politicians. You know, they did this before when Michelle Obama was in town back in the days of the Obama administration, and it was the midst of one of the battles over the Thompson Divide, and there was some there was some decision that was coming down from the feds on how that land would be managed, and so they did a very similar tactic. They took out an ad calling on, you know, the powers that be to protect the Thompson Divide, because that's important to our lifestyle and our community values. So, you know, is this any different?
Was there much objection at that time?
Not that I can recall.
No, there wasn't. But I also, one of my only other secondary objection is leave the kids out of it. There has long been unwritten rules, especially in national politics, to leave the kids out of it.
Wow. Well, Ivanka now is an advisor.
They're not just the
And I'll say, exactly, but had somebody who opposed any number of Obama policies teed off on one of the Obama daughters or both of them when they were visiting on some political issue, like, hey, go to your dad. I just say leave the kids out of it. Yeah, Ivanka has an undefined position and role. Until it's defined, I just say leave the family out of it. Lobby otherwise. I saw it as grandstanding and, hey, lobby the constituents, lobby the president, lobby the administration, but leave the families out of it, especially the kids.
Although, again, he has brought his family. We can go on this endlessly, but he's brought his family into the White House. Jared Kushner is an advisor. Ivanka is getting an office in the White House, in the
West
Wing
now. She's
sitting
next to Angela Merkel.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, there's a difference between Malia and Ivanka. And I think that's a pretty clear difference.
And the letter you were referring to was Maurice Emmer's that ran in, was published in Thursday's Daily News, where he said that the commissioners were extending the middle finger to a large number of their constituents.
I thought it was kind of, I don't know, I thought it was highly unnecessary. It didn't offend me per se in terms of its content. Like you said, it's benign, but really?
But it got picked up. It's interesting. It got picked up by the Associated Press and went out on the wire yesterday morning and was in however many dozen newspapers around the country. And so maybe that was the goal. That to me, it seems to me like that was the end
likely
game.
More than just you could just write a letter to the editor or do an op-ed piece, which the commissioners have done before. But that wouldn't give the same kind of
– right. You make this splash by actually buying advertising space.
And then creating headlines.
And then you guys write about the purchase.
See, we're just being manipulated.
Again.